WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter and welcome back to Nightlycom. I know, another day done and dusted, but before you hit the snooze button on life, stick around for a few minutes. We're diving into something super important tonight. How to chill out before bedtime and actually get some shut-eye. Ever feel like your mind is running a marathon when it should be slowing down for the night? You know that feeling when you're tossing and turning, replaying every conversation, every missed deadline, every embarrassing moment from the day in your head? Yeah, we've all been there. But listen up, because tonight I'm spilling the beans on 10 tried and true ways to quiet the mental noise and finally drift off into dreamland. We're talking practical tips that go beyond just counting sheep, although, let's be honest, sometimes that works a charm. First things first. Ditch those screens at least an hour before bed. Seriously, your brain needs a break from the constant stimulation. Think of it like this. You wouldn't chug down a triple espresso right before hitting the hay, right? Same goes for those blowing screens, they're pumping your system full of energy when what you need is relaxation. Instead, try reading a good book, taking a warm bath, or even just chatting with someone you love in real life. It's time to reconnect with the world around you and unplug from the digital one. Speaking of winding down, how about some gentle stretching or yoga? You don't need to be a pro to reap the benefits. Just a few simple stretches can help release tension and prepare your body for sleep. Ever feel that knot in your shoulders from staring at a computer all day? A little stretch goes a long way. And trust me, it feels amazing to let go of that physical stress. Next up, let's talk about mindfulness being present in the moment. It sounds simple, but it can be surprisingly powerful. Try taking a few deep breaths, focusing on your breath as it flows in and out. Imagine those worries and anxieties just melting away with each exhale. There are even guided meditation apps that can help you get started. You'd be surprised how much calmer you feel after just 5 minutes of mindful breathing. Now, let's talk about the power of a relaxing bedtime routine. It doesn't have to be complicated, it's all about creating a signal for your body and mind that it's time to sleep. Maybe it's a warm cup of herbal tea, a soothing bath with essential oils, or listening to calming music. Whatever works for you, consistency is key. Your brain learns to associate these activities with sleep, making it easier to fall asleep when the time comes. Another tip. Make sure your bedroom is a sleep sanctuary. Think dark, cool, and quiet. Invest in blackout curtains if needed, keep the thermostat at a comfortable temperature, and use earplugs or a white noise machine to block out any distracting sounds. Ever notice how some foods can give you an energy boost? Well, certain foods can actually sabotage your sleep. It's best to avoid caffeine and alcohol close to bedtime, as they can interfere with your sleep cycle. Same goes for heavy meals, try to finish dinner a few hours before bed. Think light and easy to digest foods instead. Speaking of digestion, try incorporating some gentle movement into your day. This doesn't have to be anything intense, even a short walk after lunch can help regulate your sleep patterns. And don't forget the power of sunlight. Exposing yourself to natural light during the day helps regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle. It's like resetting your internal clock. Now, I know life gets hectic sometimes, and it's hard to find time for self-care. But even a few small changes can make a big difference. Think of these tips as little gifts you give yourself each night, leading to better sleep and a happier, more energized you. Picture this. It's 9 p.m, the sun has set, and you're finally settling into your cozy haven. You've put down the screens, dimmed the lights, maybe lit a candle or two. You take a few deep breaths, stretching out any tension that built up during the day. You're sipping on some calming chamomile tea, enjoying a good book, and letting all those worries drift away like leaves on a stream. That's the power of creating a peaceful bedtime ritual. So there you have it, 10 ways to reduce stress and anxiety before bed, leading to a more restful night's sleep. Remember, taking care of your mental well-being is just as important as taking care of your physical health. And when it comes to getting that good shut-eye, the little things can truly make a difference. Go ahead, try out these tips and see how they work for you. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of calm together. Until next time, sweet dreams, everyone.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.